dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
All right, now, guys, now listen up.
We're not even talking.
Before
we
go, this is dangerous. This is how I want to start this. We're driving in a car. This has over 100 horsepower. And I need you guys to respect an engine.
Barely. It's an old Honda.
Yeah, this is an old-ass car, Mr. Weatherman.
Yeah, it's the perfect car for driver's ed, so you can't get too crazy. Okay. All right? Now, calm down.
We're all calm.
Calm down before I take my foot off
Marcus
the brake.
Marcus hasn't even said a word yet, Mr. Weatherman.
Okay, good. Marcus, you have an A so far. Don't cry, or else you'll have a B.
Thank you.
A still. Now, I'm going to take my foot off the brake.
All right.
David?
Yeah?
You're driving. I'm in the passenger seat.
Yeah?
My foot's on the big fat brake over here.
All right.
When I let go, we're going to do what's called idling forward. Calm down.
We're fine.
We're calm. Yeah. I'm just wondering why we're in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What?
This is where it starts.
This is where it starts.
I drove us here because I needed a Baconator for breakfast to get my morning going.
You want
drinking a Baconator, Carter?
Wait, is this a Jack in the Box? I thought I came to a Wendy's.
All right,
calm down, everybody.
We're calm.
Calm down. I'm getting a. Give me a Baconator.
I see.
Hey, is that Donnie?
Yeah, it's Donnie. Yeah, I know.
Hey, Donnie, how's it going? I came to the Jack in the Box on accident again.
Yeah. Every night.
Yeah, Mr. Weatherman, I know the Wendy's is a couple bikes. Calm down, David.
I'm calm. It's just you eat here every night.
Only on nighttime. Now give me a sourdough breakfast sandwich.
Usual.
Breakfast or dinner. And give me a large Oreo shake, extra cherry.
Usual.
Yeah, I know it's usual, but this time, actually give me the extra cherry. Calm down in the back.
We put a lot of cherry in the last time, Sam. There's a lot of cherries.
Okay, there's a lot of cherries. How many cherries is a lot of cherries to you?
Is this what this guy's voice sounds like?
Are you driving right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
My foot's on the fat brake. I want you to be quiet until I take it off.
Okay.
Now, I want 17 cherries in this. You can leave some shake out. I know it takes up space.
Okay, last time we put a lot of cherries in.
He wants room for cherry. He wants you to leave room for cherry. I'm helping you, Mr. Weatherman.
I don't think so.
I'm going to tell my dad you're screaming at me.
Oh, and what's he going to do? Take you out of school?
No.
Again?
No.
Because you can't handle a little constructive criticism?
No, he's going to raise your interest rate on your mortgage.
Oh, that rat bastard. So what if I have a bad lease that can be adjusted whenever he wants?
My dad's going to stop representing you.
Calm down in the back!
I'm calm. Why is there so much shit back here?
What
there's
do you mean?
So much stuff. There's like a gym bag. There's like, I'm crunching so much stuff.
Those are cans. I'm going to recycle them.
It's like a ball pit back there.
Yeah, I know. Shut up,
most
you're
of them
driving. Are... Drivers don't talk.
Jesus. We need to get him
we
some
need
food.
To calm down. Now,
we
listen.
Need to get him
if
some
my
food.
Kids, if my kids will calm down, we'll finally be able to get my order ready. You guys aren't getting anything. And then we'll
you're
go. Shut
you're
up!
You're not coming back from
Marcus!
This, Sam. Sam, you're never going to... Mr. Sam, you're never coming
it's
back from
Mr.
this.
It's Mr. Sam.
Mr. Sam, you're never coming back from this. You're losing your damn mind.
If I had hair, I'd pull it out.
You know what? I don't
right,
feel comfortable.
Why don't you go ahead and pull forward now,
yeah,
Sam?
Yeah, thank you. Large shake, 17 cherries.
Whoa, that's a fast.
I'm good, man.
All right,
I've been driving for a long time.
David. David. I don't know if it's David or David.
It's David.
Okay, shut up.
Do you know my name?
I think it's Marcus.
No.
No, that's his name.
That's my name.
Well, whose name are you?
I'm David.
Calm down!
I'm going to get out and walk, I think.
No,
okay.
No, Marcus.
Okay, well, then you're going to get a
no,
C.
I'm Marcus, yeah, if you get out, you're not going to be able to get your permit. Stay in, Marcus. We'll protect you.
Marcus, listen, I'm sorry. Marcus. I understand that David has been acting irrational in the driver's seat. We know that driving is a big responsibility. Okay?
There's smoke. There's smoke back here. The car's smoking.
Okay, well, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, that's what I'm worried about.
Let's just get through the jack-in-the-box.
I think the car's overheating.
Let's just get through the jack-in-the-box, and we'll deal with it when we have time. Okay? Now,
we have to go to your girlfriend's house again after this?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Sam, no.
I forgot the left sock.
I don't want to spend the night there.
Yeah, Bernice is crazy.
This is an overnight driver's test, okay?
What do you mean?
You guys need to keep the car running in case it gets hot in there and I need to come back out and we need to peel.
In case it gets hot in there?
Calm down, Daveed!
I'm so calm, Mr.
Weatherman. Are you going to sniff sugar again?
Yes! Yes!
Mr. Weatherman, Mr. can Sam. I be a, hang on.
Yes!
Mr. Weatherman, Sam is, you are so much you are so much less insane at school.
Yeah, during the hours of 12 and 2, I can be calm.
That's not the hours
of
school.
Well, that's the hours when we have class.
Mr. Sam.
What is it, Marcus?
Did you think maybe that you would want to take... Mr. Sam, do you think that maybe that you would want to take...
Why do you talk like that? What, have I never noticed
this? He has a lisp.
Yeah, he has a lisp.
Oh, I thought he was making fun of me.
No.
No.
I'm not doing an impression.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
This is how... to calm down and stop making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. And again, my walker isn't making fun of you.
Yeah, you said...
I need a walker to walk.
I need a wheelchair, and it's not me making fun of you, so stop tipping me out of it.
Yeah. And
don't make fun of me.
And
Mr. Sam,
we're starting to think that you use us for our handicap placard because you insist that we always park.
No, I park there either way. I parked there either
also,
way.
Mr. Weatherman.
That's you.
Mr. Weatherman.
Oh, we all just got to talk at the same time.
No, Mr. Weatherman, I want to let you know that, like.
Calm down!
I want to let you know that I am legally deaf, but I can hear every word you're saying. You're speaking so loud.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
You speak perfectly.
Yeah.
That's not deaf.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to know?
Oh, no.
Hang on. We're being pulled over. Daveed, be
in
cool.
In the drive-thru?
Daveed, shut up.
Mr. Sam, will you tell us again about your Immaculate Conception?
No! That story is never coming out. I will tease it forever, and it's never coming out.
Just tell us, please. We're getting pulled over.
No, open the second window, please.
Wait, oh,
pull
your side?
Okay.
Pull over to the second window, Daveed. I'm going to take my foot off the fat
pull it over. Pull it over.
Pull it over to the second window.
Calm down!
All right, put a window down.
Wait,
put the window
you have a
down.
Cop on one side and the drive-thru
right,
guy on
Mr.
the other.
Mr. Officer, roll down the window, Marcus.
I'll handle the drive-thru.
Marcus,
you handle
roll
the cop.
Down the window,
roll down your window, please.
Put down the window,
Daveed, act like we don't have cocaine.
And open up the window, too. Open up the other window for your meal.
Daveed, you get the food. I'll deal with the cop. What do you want, pig? Calm down.
Hey, yeah. It's two cops over here.
Yeah, calm
There's
down.
Two cops on this side and the drive-thru guy on the other side.
I'm dealing with the drive-thru guy
What's
quietly.
What's going on? We were getting some complaints from inside of the Jack in the Box dining area, which takes a lot.
I don't know. I'm calm. What are you guys doing? You're out here standing in a thoroughfare.
We heard.
Bad example for my kids. These are my kids. Dale, David. Daveed, and Cliff. Now,
no, it's David, Daveed, and Marcus.
Well, yeah. My mistake.
Help, officer.
They're wearing name tags, Mr. Resident.
Excuse me, are you the guy that was immaculately conceived?
Yes.
We've been curious about that story.
Oh, okay. Well, what's up, officer?
Mr. Weatherman, you don't have to tell them anything. We're not being detained.
Shut the fuck
quid pro quo.
Okay, give
you
me
tell
quid.
Us the... You tell us the Immaculate Conception story, we let you walk with the cocaine and the children.
All right, so here's my first memory.
There you go. So,
we're not... Pause! Pause!
Pause.
I just, you like to get your meal
so
real fast.
So I'm in an egg. I'm in an egg shell, and I'm covered
so
in
so you can only get your 14 cherries in there.
I need 17 cherries. I need 17
cherries.
What
is it, 16?
Marcus!
My name's David.
David! I put my foot back on the fat brake where it should have been this whole time.
Sir, we have let you get away with a lot with these kids who are these kids your children.
Do you want to be under arrest?
Oh
do you
my
want
God.
To be under arrest
me?
Right
He's
now?
He's arresting
citizens
me.
He's arresting
He's
me.
Arresting
He's
me.
Citizens arresting me.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. You're both in cuffs.
No, don't put us in the trunk. Don't put us in the trunk.
There's a lot of smoke in there, isn't there? Now,
oh, my
Daveed,
God, there's two cop's choking out to death.
Mr. Weatherman, I don't feel comfortable being an accomplice to this.
Surprise, surprise. You're leaving me high and dry again.
I can't leave you.
What about earlier when I took my foot off the brake and you kept your foot on your brake, making me look like a fool? Everyone knows when it says student driver, they're focusing on the teacher.
But who was looking? Nobody was paying attention, Mr. Weatherman. It's fine. I promise. Okay. And listen, I know how to drive. I don't actually have to be... I don't have to be in this class at all.
Oh, really?
No, I've been driving since I was 14.
Then why are you hanging out with me at 7:30 at night?
None of us
to be here.
None of us at this point can legally drive. Okay? Yeah. It seems like you are using us as accomplices.
And I'm hearing no movement in the trunk.
Those
guys are dead.
Let me just ask you one thing. Can we all calm down?
Yes.
Because I'm calm as a cucumber. And I'm ready to take my foot off the brake, get my 17 cherries or else they're in trouble, and go. Are you guys cool with that? Do you want fries with that? Do you want churros with that? Do you want a pita pocket?
You didn't get any.
I'm turning over a new leaf right now.
Oh, yes, I'm hungry.
Would you like a pita pocket?
Do they serve pita pockets?
Of course. It's on their weird menu.
What else is on the weird menu?
Wait, I'm kind of hungry. Can I order something?
Yeah, what do you want? You want a pita pocket?
Buttermilk sourdough jack on the weird menu?
Can I get the, what's the one?
Can I get tomato tots?
Tomato tots?
Tomato
tots?
You mean tater tots.
Okay.
No, it's the weird menu.
It's the weird menu.
Oh, okay. Warren, give us some tomato tots in there with the cherries.
I guess I want
to. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, Warren, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Gabriel, give us a teeter tooter.
And can I get a... Can
tomato
I get
tots.
A, I'll do the...
David, you have to tell me. I yell.
Okay, well, I'll get the foot...
look at me.
Okay.
I'm keeping my foot on the brake. Rev the engine.
I'll get the foot-long dot god.
What?
The foot-long dot god?
We want a foot-long dot god.
What is that?
A foot-long...
I think somebody might have put some sort of sticker for a website on our menu. That's not an actual item.
Okay, well then just give us the foot long. Yeah, okay, David wants a foot long.
A foot long of what?
Just make it a foot long and stop asking. Jesus, it's the people inside the Jack in the Box are crazy. My three kids that I've taken out hours past school are crazy. The cops in the back of my trunk are crazy.
Is it 12 inches of steak? What is it?
This is unbelievable. Do you not live in America, sir?
My name is David.
David.
Yes.
You're David.
No,
I'm David.
You're Peter.
No. Not even close.
All right, David, you're driving us out of here. I didn't bring any cash.
Oh, crap. I dropped your milkshake.
Okay, David, get it. Well, I'm not on that side of the car.
Don't make David lap up the milkshake again.
Well, again, I know. He shouldn't have dropped the first one.
I dropped that.
Okay, well, lap it up, Warren.
Oh, my God. Warren.
He went right for it.
This man and David are drinking a milkshake off of the Jack in the Box pavement.
Oh, finally, this breakfast.
Wait.
Supreme croissant sandwich is good.
I'm 17.
So these two are making out over here?
What are you? The straight man here? Shut up. You're in the back seat, okay? Everybody shut up. Now, I shouldn't have taken us to a drive-thru, and I'll admit that. Now, the test begins. We're doing a full permit test.
Mr. Weatherman.
Right now?
What?
Your pacemaker popped out of your chest.
My what?
Your pacemaker.
My pacemaker? Say it right.
I'm just nervous because your pacemaker popped out of your chest.
Well, it's still under the skin. You can see the outline. I agree. You can see the outline, but it's under the skin.
Your body is rejecting the pacemaker.
Okay, you know what? My body's also about to reject you guys in just a second. I'm going to reject you right out of the car, and I'm going to go in, and I'm going to eat in the lobby of Jack.
You're
going to
reject
box.
Us? There, I do see a button on my seat that says reject. What happens if I push that
there's
button?
There's a reject button, and there's an eject button. Now, if you want to be rejected, I'll tell the whole school you're a loser. If you want to be ejected, I open the sunroof, you pop right out.
So if you press the reject button,
the whole
tomorrow
school knows,
you go tell them?
Oh yeah, I got pre-written stuff on all of you guys.
And
what are you talking
about?
If I press the reject button, email to the whole student body.
Don't.
Please, no
do
more.
Not.
Oh, I'll threaten emails all day long if you don't calm the down.
You.
Is it car 439 calling for backup? Car 439 calling for backup.
David, let the cops out. David, let the cops
okay,
out.
Okay, all right. Give me the key.
Yeah, right.
Well, you can't do it. I can't open it with it.
I'll pop the trunk, David. Pop the trunk, David. You go out and get him.
All right. Excuse me, cop. You
get us out of here, kid. Get us out of here, kid.
Wait.
Huh?
Wait.
Huh?
Wait.
What?
You're changed, aren't you?
Wait. There's a big egg in the trunk back here. There's a big
egg. Don't worry about that. Don't look at the egg.
There's a big egg in here.
Don't look at it.
What would this be? Is this, are we a part of the origin story right now?
No, that's not my son.
Wait.
There's an uncracked egg back here.
Is and he it's incubating glowing, yes. An egg? Is that the fire smell? He's incubating an egg?
Oh my God. Do you have a big...
God, sourdough breakfast sandwich is good. I could my world has completely gone away. It's just you and me, sourdough.
I think he's gestating. So he started as an egg, and God, his mother gave birth to him. That's what he said. Oh my God, I'm pulling out. There's a whole biography here.
Oh God, autobiography. I've eaten this bacon all day long. Good Jack in the Box bacon.
Chapter 1.
No!
Oh my God! You got me! You're slamming me!
That story will never be heard!
You heard David!
He just ejected me into the sunroof.
Off the roof, David, you idiot! Slower!
Now I'm just peeling off the sunroof. I'm just peeling off the sunroof because I was ejected into
it. Now we're going to go forward and make a left. And we're going to make a left out of the drive-thru.
I know where your girlfriend's house is.
I'm going to drive back to school.
You sure you will? You're going to drive where I let you because my foot's on the brake.
I'm going to drive back to school and I'm going to report you.
To who? I got the whole school in my pocket, baby.
You kidding me? I can't talk to anybody?
You can try. Try to talk to someone about me. I got dirt on everybody. I'll send that email.
Did you just make the noise?
No, that's a threat.
He made the email noise with his mouth.
I want to intimidate you all.
Listen, I want to... Well, how about this?
That's you, David. That's your life ending. Everyone's going to know about
please
your
don't.
Little...
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Your little pig tail.
I have a vestigial tail. You can't tell anybody
vestigial.
That.
What? I don't know.
Mr. Sam.
Yes.
I would like to say that you're a really good teacher.
I know.
And I think I've learned a lot tonight, and I think I know how to drive.
Now, this kid knows.
So maybe I should go home. I'll just get out here, and I'll take an Uber.
You live really far away from here, Mark.
You know what? Why don't we do this? How to drive. And, hey, I got this sandwich I'm really lost in right now. Why don't you sit up in the front with the big brake? Goes all the way across the floor. And you make sure that we're not going too fast while this crazy man, David, drives us to my girlfriend's house.
And you... I'm sitting on your lap, or do you sit in the back?
I go in the back to really enjoy the sandwich, and I sort of check out for a while.
Okay.
As long as everybody can stay calm.
Yeah, we have been...
Other people tell me they've been calm.
No, guys, you're right. We've been pretty crazy. The sunroof is open. Yeah, I'll get up in the front.
Sandwich. Yeah, I'll get up.
Yeah, let's all get up. Let's all get up in the front seat, and here we go. And...
Oh, you rejected Sam.
I hit the wrong button.
We got rejected. The rejection email's been sent.
No.
My pigtail, too. Everybody's going to know about my pigtail.
And they're going to know about my pig nose.
they already know.
What? How? Who told?
We did. You didn't have to.
You walked into the school and everybody just knew already, Marcus.
Oh, he's coming back down.
No.
Oh.
You got to move the car, baby.
No.
You're going to eject me. You got to move.
No. He's worth two horns.
He shot me.
I've had those cops left. I just murdered three of my students, and I kept the story safe forever. Sammy, you know what? Let me get another shake. Let me get a Jamocha this time.
And pause. So, this is what we kind of, from the script you gave us, made for your autobiography. But it does feel like it doesn't really tell a lot of your actual origin story, right?
Yeah, we were hoping to get a little bit more of the Immaculate Conception.
Mm-hmm. You heard it mentioned.
Yes.
It's just Lionsgate is very interested in your origin story and the birth.
Wait a minute. Where am I?
Lionsgate.
Okay.
You know,
I thought I was going to meet with the big guy, Tyler Perry.
So you came to a meeting
here
at
Lionsgate, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm at Lionsgate. Who's here?
Well, we can connect you to Tyler.
You should have put more like Hunties in there.
It's not my responsibility.
This is me, Bill Gravy, by the way. I was in the room earlier.
Yeah, thanks, Bill, for coming with me. You're my confidence.
Yes, yes, yes.
We will take your movie into consideration.
Well, it's just like the story of Christ. It's immaculate.
It's immaculate.
It just feels like there is mentions of some eggs.
What about the killing of the cops? You know. Do you like that?
Well, the killing of the cops is hot right now, yeah. For sure.
But then the
killing
allegory?
Of students is not so hot right
allegory.
Now.
Yeah. Right.
What about the weird menu?
Harry, I'm going to jump in here, and I'm going to take a page out of these guys' book. I listen to their podcast, and I'm just going to tell you guys, why don't you two stay flippy?
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know.
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm the producer for The Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traylor for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.